The United Nations Food Summit begins tomorrow here in Rome. It will look at issues such as high food prices, bioenergy, climate change, and food security. The Assistant Director General of Natural Resources and the Environment at the UN Food and Agricultural Organization, Alexander Mueller, explained more about what the summit hopes to achieve.
First of all, the very high number of people attending this conference and the very high level of attendance demonstrates very clear we have a problem in world food security. And I'm really happy that several heads of states and heads of government will attend this meeting to demonstrate we have to find a solution and we have to take action. We have to join in action. What we want to achieve is we want to have a declaration which makes a long-term commitment for investment in agriculture and which makes a commitment for urgent, immediate action. So we have to bring together short-term measures and mid- and long-term commitment. And this can only be done on an international level.
In his first official foreign trip since finishing second in a March 29th presidential race, Zimbabwean President Robert Mugabe is in Rome for the food summit. Mugabe is generally subject to EU sanctions and travel restrictions imposed in 2002 because of Zimbabwe's poor record on human rights. He wasn't allowed in Italy because of the food summit is taking place in a United Nations forum. Dennis Burton of the Zimbabwe Vigil in London says that despite being accused of Zimbabwe's economic and agricultural downfall, Mugabe will still find support during the summit.
The Zimbabwean opposition view his visit to Rome as an opportunistic move. He'll spread his venomous propaganda with his friends Ahmadinejad of Iran and a number of other African leaders. There's about 50 world leaders there, and Mugabe still has some support among some of them who share his view of the West as the source of all evil, frankly. African leaders will nod in approval as he blasts the United States and Britain and the European community.